ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः।
Hare Krishna. So, today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 83, entitled Draupadi Meets the Queens of Krishna, verse 33-38.
Darukaschodayam Asha Kanchanopashkaram Ratham मिषताम् भूभुजाम् राज्ञी मृगाणाम् मृगराडिव। दारुकश्चोदयमाश काञ्चनोपाश्करम् रथम् मिषताम् भूभुजाम् राज्ञी मृगाणाम् मृगराडिव। दारुकश्चोदयमाश काञ्चनोपाश्करम् रथम् मिषताम् भूभुजम् राज्ञी मृगाणाम् मृगराडिव। दारुकश्चोदयामाश काञ्चनोपाश्करम् रथम् मिषताम् भूभुजाम् राज्ञी मृगाणाम् मृगराडिव। दारुकश्चोदयामाश काञ्चनोपाश्करम् रथम् मिषणाम् भूभुवन राज्ञी मृगाणाम् मृगराडिव।
Ladies, word to word meaning, Daruka, Daruka, Lord Krishna's chariot driver, Chodayamasha, drove, Kanchana, golden, Upaskaram, whose trimmings, Ratham, the chariot, Mishatam, as they watched, Bhubhujam, the kings, Rajni, O queen, Mriganam, animals, Mrigarat, the king of animals, the lion, Iva, as if. Translation by disciples of His Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Daruka drove the Lord's gold-trimmed chariot as the kings looked on, O queen, like small animals helplessly watching a lion. We'll read the translation and purport of the following verses also. The kings pursued the Lord like village dogs chasing a lion. Some kings, raising their bows, stationed themselves on the road to stop him as he passed by. Verse 35. These warriors were deluged by arrows shot from the Lord's bow, Saranga. Some of the kings fell on the battlefield with severed arms, legs and necks. The rest gave up the fight and fled. Verse 36. The Lord of the Yadus then entered his capital city, Kushasthali, Dwaraka, which is glorified in heaven and on earth. The city was elaborately decorated with flagpoles carrying banners that blocked the sun and also with splendid archways. As Lord Krishna entered, he appeared like the sun god entering his abode. Purport. The abode of the sun is in the western mountains where he sets each evening. Text 37. My father honored his friends, family and in-laws with priceless clothing and jewelry and with royal beads, thrones and other furnishings. Text 38. With devotion, he presented the perfectly complete Lord with a number of maid servants bedecked with precious ornaments. Accompanying these maid servants were guards walking on foot and others riding elephants, chariots and horses. He also gave the Lord extremely valuable weapons. Purport. The Supreme Lord is Purna, perfect and complete in himself. He requires nothing for his satisfaction. Knowing this, a pure devotee makes offerings to the Lord only out of love, bhakti taha, with no exception or expectation of material profit. And on his part, the Lord happily accepts even a small gift of flowers, tulsi leaves and water when it is offered with in love. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So I would like to seek the blessings of all devotees present over here so that I may be able to speak something on this glorious chapter which is going on as we have all been hearing for the last so many days about how Draupadi, who is one of the very great devotees of the Lord, she is meeting with the queens of Lord Sri Krishna and exchanging their stories of how they came to Krishna consciousness, how they met with Krishna and how they got married. And now for the last few weeks, few days, we have been hearing the story of one of the principal queens, Lakshmana. And here now Lord Krishna has already taken hold of Lakshmana on his chariot, and he has defeated all the kings who were trying to oppose him. Of course, they made a feeble attempt because they knew they were not going to win. And then Lord Krishna, he enters Dwaraka, which is his kingdom. And in the purport, it's mentioned that he was entering just like it seemed like the sun was entering the kingdom of Dwaraka. So here, actually, in the Srimad Bhagavatam also it is described that the sun god, he is actually an expansion of Aniruddha, who is also an expansion of Lord. So, and just like the sun, after a full day, he sets in the west, as though he is going to his home for rest, like that. So Krishna also here, after winning over Lakshmana, now he is taking and going to the west, to Dwaraka. And that's the comparison which is very nicely described. And then later on, Lakshmana's father, he offers the best of things, whatever he had, to Lord Sri Krishna and all the guests who had come over there. And that is precisely the Vedic tradition. Whenever there is a joyous occasion, the host or they all want to give in charity and give gifts to each other. And although here Lakshmana's father, he has offered the greatest of things, but as we read in the last purport, that the Supreme Lord is Purna. He is perfect and complete in himself. He requires nothing for his satisfaction. Knowing this, a pure devotee makes offerings to the Lord only out of love. So Krishna is also called Atma Ram. That means he is self-satisfied. He does not need anything from outside to make him complete or satisfied. He is Purna. But at the same time, we see so many instances where Krishna expresses his hunger for the love of his devotees. So what Krishna is looking for is not for things or what articles which we are giving to him, offering him, but our heart's love. That is the main thing. Like in Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna says, Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. So what is most important is not the patram, pushpam or phalam, but bhaktya. Here also he is saying, whatever a devotee offers with love, bhaktita, then Krishna accepts it. Like when some time back we were going through the pastime of Sudama Brahman. Sudama Brahman, he had come, his wife had requested him that why don't you go and meet with Krishna, he is your old pal, why don't you go and meet him and ask him, he is now the king of Dwaraka. Sudama, okay, then he carried some chipped rice which his wife had borrowed from her neighbors, and he carried them. But when he reached the palace of Krishna and Dwaraka, then he was amazed by the reception which he was given. Krishna brought him in, made him sit on his bed, offered him so much of service, washed his feet, offered him different types of eatables and so much of care and loving words, that Sudama became totally amazed. And then he was feeling, Krishna then asked him, okay, you got married, surely your wife must have sent something for me. Did you bring something? But then Sudama started to refuse. He said, no, I have not got anything. Because he was feeling shy. This is the king of Dwarka. He is king of, he is the supreme personality of Godhead. How can I offer him such a simple thing or very humble thing of like poha, chipped rice? So he was not ready to offer it. But then Krishna knew that Sudama's desire was there. He had brought the chipped rice only for him. So he fought with him and took a hold of that chuda and then he accepted it. So Krishna, he is very, very simple. What here, the main aspect which is being stressed is that Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the most simple person. And he expects that his devotees are also simple. Sudama, being such a simple Brahman, he brought simple chuda and Krishna was very happy to accept it. And even in the purport it is given that Krishna is very happy when somebody offers him just tulsi leaves and water. Sometime back we had a meeting with His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, the COM members, and that time we had presented him a report saying that because we have this Govardhan Eco Village at Vada, so we were trying to get flowers and all for the service of Radha Gopinaji from Govardhan Eco Village. And to begin with, we started off, Radheshwar Prabhu said that, why not we begin with tulsi leaves? So we requested and then they started sending from Vada the tulsi leaves. And when we presented it to Maharaj that we have begun with offering tulsi leaves which are coming not from the market over here but grown by the devotees at Govardhan Eco Village, Maharaj became so happy. And he told us that how when the first Shaligram Srila was brought to the Western world, sent by Srila Prabhupada to New Vrindavan, so then Srila Prabhupada personally told him, he was the pujari at that time, and Prabhupada had personally told him that the first class worship for Shaligramji is to offer him nice tulsi leaves and water. That's it. That is the best offer. And now that you are offering all these tulsi leaves grown from Govardhan Eco Village, that has made me most happy. So that's very nice. And now we are also offering so many other flowers which are coming from Govardhan Eco Village, like the lilies and the jui flowers and the abuli. So it's making all devotees all are also happy as well as Srila Prabhupada. So we see that just by our simple endeavor we can make the Lord happy. Even just yesterday Dauji Prabhu was mentioning how Lord Ramchandra, he also was very simple. He was and when he met with Surpanaka at that time, and Surpanaka asked him, who are you? Where have you come from? You are looking so beautiful. So then immediately Lord Ramchandra revealed everything about his. He said, I am the son of Dharatarsha, I am the princess of Ayodhya, and I have four mothers and all the details. So, although she was a demoness, but Lord Ramchandra, he is also a simple person. He revealed everything about himself. And on the other hand, when Hanumanji had approached in Kishkindha, disguised as a Brahmana, because he was sent by Sugriv, who was fearing that these two youths, they seem to be sent by his brother to kill him. So Hanumanji had approached, he had disguised himself as a Brahmana. So when he also approached Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman, then he asked, who are you? Where are you coming from? So then again Lakshman revealed everything. But then Hanumanji had a doubt. He said, how come if you are Lord Ramchandra and I am your eternal servant, then how come I was not able to recognize you in the first place? And why am I not feeling ecstasy, just like a servant feels when he meets with his master? So then Lord Ramchandra revealed to him that because you came disguised as a Brahmana, I was not able to reveal to you. So Lord is always reciprocal. Ye yatha mam prapadyate Tam sthaiva bhajamyam. The way we approach the Lord reciprocates. So if we are simple, then Lord is also simple with us. But if we are complicated, we try to cheat or to make, then the Lord also tries to cheat. He is the greatest of the, all the cheaters. So for Duryodhan or for Karna or for Shakuni, Lord did not, was not, he did not seem to be simple. He was, they thought that he is the greatest of politicians, he is the greatest of all the crooked people like that. Because that was their mental attitude. So the problem is not with the Lord but with us. And then we see even for the Mayavadis, because the Mayavadis, they say that okay, the Lord does not have any form, so the their destination is also Brahman, where they lose their form. So this is how Krishna is reciprocal. And we see sometimes it so happens that even for many devotees are so simple that they may go through the entire process of devotional service, they may not even expect to have darshan of the Lord. Like now in Maharashtra, this devotees in lakhs, they are all going on Wari, they are going on Dindi to Pandharpur for celebrating the Ekadashi, which is going to come in very soon. So recently we got a WhatsApp saying that how this Dindi, where they carry the palki and chanting the names of the Lord, they are all the devotees, they walk all the way, bracing the sun, the rain, and so much of difficulties. Many of them also walk barefoot for the pleasure of the Lord, to go and take darshan. And in spite of all this hardship, many of them are from very poor background, but still they together doing kirtan, they walk in and carry in without any shelter or accommodation, they just walk. And on their goal is what? To reach Pandharpur Dham on Ashadi Ekadashi and take darshan. But because so many lakhs of devotees are converging from all the places, not only from Maharashtra, from other parts of India and abroad also, so there is so much of queue that it's not possible. The temple inside is very small, so so many people cannot have darshan. So they are satisfied just by having darshan of the flag or the chakra on top of the temple, and then they go back. So this is how the devotees are also so simple that they are happy, and what is they carry is the satisfaction in their heart that although they may not have had personal darshan of the Lord, but they are sure that Lord has seen them and Lord has given his blessings, they have got his mercy. So and there are so many stories which we see in Bhagavatam and other scriptures where many of the Lord's greatest devotees, they were denied entry into the temple. Like we have heard the story of Kanakadas in Udupi, even Pundanam in Guruvayur, how such, and many other, Dasya Bauri in Jagannath, where such devotees, they were actually stopped entry because of their low birth. Although for the Lord there is no difference in the caste or creed. So one such story is there. Even sometimes the humble devotees may be there, or sometimes there are kings also who are denied entry. One such story is that of King Ramchandra Dev II. This king, he was the ruler of Khurda Road and Puri, that area in Orissa. At that time, there was Muslim invasion and there was a lot of turmoil. And many of the Muslim kings, they were attacking the religious places of Hindu tradition. So King Ramchandra Dev, he was very brave and he fought many of the battles and he defended the temple and the people staying over their residence. But once he lost. And at that time he was captured and put in this prison in Barabatti, that is in Cuttack. And he was imprisoned, and at that time there was this Muslim ruler, Shujauddin Muhammad Khan, and his son, his name was Taqi Khan. So, Taqi Khan had imprisoned King Ramchandra Dev, and then he kept him in prison for almost like 13 months. And all this while he was under so much of torture and pressure and all everything. And then at that time there was a practice that the Muslim ruler, he would offer that, okay, if you convert to Islam, Muslim, then we will give you the kingship back and then you can rule. So he offered that you marry my father's daughter and then you convert to Islam and then we will allow you. So Ramchandra Dev, he was under a big dilemma. What should I do? If I convert to Muslim, then I will be able to secure the temple of Jagannathji and the devotees. Otherwise, these Muslims, they will go on rampage and they will destroy. They would have already done so much. So, considering for a long time, after 13 odd months, then Ramchandra ultimately thought that the best thing which he could do was to convert to Islam and marry this Shujauddin's daughter. And he did like that, thinking that this would be the best way of protecting Lord Jagannath's temple. And then he came back to Puri. But when he came back, then everybody rejected him. So his wives and children who were there, they all said that now you have become a fallen soul. They went back to their father's house. And the people in Jagannath Puri also started to avoid him. In fact, the Jagannath temple administration, they call it Mukti Mandap, so they also denied entry to the king in the temple. So earlier he was a king and now he was not allowed entry inside the temple. And what to speak of that? Even the annual Rath Yatra, today we are celebrating the Rath Yatra festival. So during the Rath Yatra, the king of Puri, he is supposed to broom in front of the chariot. But he was disallowed that service also. And also it is said that on every Ekadashi night, on top of Jagannath temple, they would the Pandas, they would light a lamp and pray to the Lord, saying that, O Chakra, O, please protect Ramchandra Dev, who is the king of Khurda and Puri. Like that they would pray. So they stopped making that prayer also. So then Ramchandra Dev, he became very unhappy. He became very lonely. He was feeling, what have I done? I have done such a great sacrifice. For him, it was the greatest sacrifice of his life. But still, nobody is considering him. Rather, everybody has outcasted him. And then, he started to pray to the Lord. So, because he was not allowed inside the temple, what he would do is, every night he would come and to the Simhadwar and there offer obeisances and start praying to the Lord and crying for the Lord for his mercy. So this happened quite regularly. Every day he would come and pray in front of the Simhadwar. And his cry became so desperate that Lord Jagannath inside, he could not stay inside. So Lord Jagannath would come every day from his throne. He would leave his throne and he would come to Simhadwar to give darshan to Ramchandra Dev. So then later the pujaris, every day in the morning they would see that, they are seeing the many of the Damanaka flowers, they are fallen on the way and jewelry is fallen off the Jagannathji on the way between the Sri Mandir and the Simhadwar. So they were wondering, what is happening? How come this is? But they were not aware. After many, many days, then one day, then Lord Jagannathji came in the dream of one of the priests. And he said that what you have done with Ramchandra Dev is not correct. So I am coming because Ramchandra Dev is such a great devotee of mine. So I am forced to leave my throne and come and give him darshan. So then the Acharya of the king, Then he installed Jagannath ji at the Simhadwar. And that Jagannath ji, if even today if you go, you can see him, take darshan of him. And he is called Patita Pavan Jagannath. Because he is the purifier or the savior of the fallen souls. Because Ramchandra Dev, he became a Muslim, he became fallen. And for saving him, for giving him mercy, Lord Jagannath came. So, and he is installed over there at just inside the Simhadwar. And it is said that even if someone is not able to go inside the temple and take darshan of Jagannath ji, Baladev ji, Subhadramai together, if it is considered good enough that if you can take darshan of Patit Pavan Jagannath at the Simhadwar. So, that is the story of Patit Pavan Jagannath. And another story, now that we are celebrating Jagannath Ji's Rath Yatra. Another story about the appearance of Patit Pavan Jagannath is the story about one of his devotees. His name was his name was Salabeg. He was a great poet in the from Orissa. And it is said that Salabeg, he was born to a Muslim father. And after hearing the glories of Jagannath ji from his mother, he developed great desire to take darshan of the Lord. And it is said that his mother was actually a Brahmin girl, lady. She was her father's name was Madhava Rath and mother's name was Sulakshana. And they were from a very high Brahmin class, and her parents had married her to a Bandhu Mishra. And they were staying in the Damana village, in Danda village in Orissa. So, again, the story goes that because of the invasion of the Muslim kings, Jahangir, so he had sent one of his generals. His name was Jahangir Kuli Khan, or his name was Lal Beg, to come and suppress this Puri and other districts of Orissa. So earlier also the Muslims had attacked and they had desecrated the temple. But still the Hindus, out of their firm faith on Jagannath ji, they had continued to the worship of Lord Jagannath over there. So this had actually irritated the Muslim rulers. So they again wanted to send some general to persecute the Hindus and to desecrate the temple. So Jahangir Koil Khan, he was sent, and but when he was approaching Puri, so as he was passing through this village Danda, he saw this young lady. She was taking bath in the pond, and his desires arose in his heart, and then he captured her, and then he took her back to his place, and he forgot about the attack on Jagannath ji at Jagannath temple. So then he tried to persuade her that she should marry him. But then, after continuous persuasion, then understanding that she could not, she tried to escape many a times, but then she could not. Actually, her husband had also passed away. She was a widow at that time. So, becoming helpless, she agreed that on one condition, that this Koil Khan, he will stop attacking the temples of Puri and persecuting the Brahmins and the Hindus. So Koil Khan agreed because of his lusty desires, and then he married this lady. And after some time, this son of Koil Khan was born, and he was Lal Beg. his son, he named him Salabeg. And because he was a general, so he also trained his son to become a general in the army. And Salabeg also became a very powerful warrior. But after some time, it so happened that in the Emperor Jahangir's army, there was some other general. They instigated and Jahangir is saying that this Kuil Khan, he is not doing much about persecuting the Hindus nowadays. He is not plundering the temples and looting the people and all. So then an army was again sent and to remove him from power. And in that battle, actually, Kuil Khan actually passed away. So later, Salabeg, now he was the army general. So he was asked that, okay, now if you want to continue as the ruler over here, then you have to again go and plunder and desecrate this Jagannath temple. So Salabeg then, along with an army, he was going to attack the Jagannath's temple. And in that battle, he got fatally wounded. So Salabeg was very seriously wounded, and he was brought back and he was trying to recover, but then he became so sick that he could not, he was suffering too much. And in fact, he was in such a pitiable condition that he felt that it's better to give up my life rather than try to recover myself. And now his father was also not there, only his mother was there. So he told her that this is my pitiable state, I better die. So his mother, she was feeling very compassion for him. And so she said that why don't you pray to Gopinath? Why don't you pray to Jagannath? He is the savior of all. So then Salabek said, you are a Muslim lady, why will an Indian Hindu god, why will he listen to me? So then she was forced to tell her story, what had happened in her. She had not yet told to her son. And when Salabeg heard the entire story of her, how she was captured by Kuil Khan and brought over here and all, then he realized that he had a deep relationship with Hindu religion. And so he said, okay, because this body has come from you and you are my mother, so I am ready to do whatever you say. I am ready to accept it. So now, so then he started to pray to Gopinath. And then he said, but I don't know anything about him. So how can I pray to him? What should I pray to him? So then she started to describe all the what she had heard from her father about the glories of Lord Krishna. That Krishna is the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashodama, and he stays in Vrindavan. He has many cows and all the opulences, and how he has such intimate pastimes with his devotees, the gopis and the gopas and all. All the description of Vrindavan, she explained to Salabeg, who was actually suffering from so much of disease and problems. And after hearing all this, Salabeg actually developed attraction for Gopinath. And then he started to pray to him. So he said, but then how do I pray to him? Like, I am over here, so far away, and Vrindavan is so far, how will Krishna hear me? So she said that, don't worry, there is a famous saying in Orissa, it is said that Lord Krishna is such that wherever you are and you pray to him, and he will hear you. So you don't have to worry, so you just pray to him. So then Salabeg, he started praying to the Gopinath, and then for a long time he prayed. Some of the devotees, they said, if you pray continuously for 12 days, then Lord will bestow his mercy. So then they continued to pray, but then still nothing was to be seen. And then they were trying, Salabeg was losing hope. Then his mother actually told him that many a times it happens that Krishna is testing your patience and he is testing your devotion. So, if you continue to persist, then Krishna will bestow his mercy. And that's what happened. Then, one night, Lord Krishna, he gave darshan to Salabeg. And he offered him some vibhuti, some ashes. and said that you smear this on all your wounds and all, and you will become fine. And that's what happened. Next day morning when he got up, he saw that all his wounds had gone away. And he developed so much of love and gratefulness for the Lord that he said that I want to now go and dedicate my life for the Lord Krishna. So then he decided that okay, let me go to Jagannath temple and that is close by and let me offer my worship over there. But when he came over there to Jagannath Puri, then as usual nobody allowed him entry because he was born in a Muslim family. So he waited outside near the Simhadwar and started to pray to the Lord, and then slowly he started composing various songs for Lord Jagannath. And then he tried to pray, he wrote many songs like this, and then he thought, anyways I am not going to get darshan over here, so why not let me go and make a yatra to Vrindavan. So then he left from Jagannath Puri, and on his way then he came to Balasore, and there at Shyam Sundar temple over there he came to know. So he started worshipping over there and making prayers to Lord Shyam Sundar. And then another incident took place over there, and at that time that he was waiting because he was not allowed entry inside the temple. So he remained outside the wall and made prayers. And then to the surprise of the pujari, at night when he went to put the Lord to rest, the Lord had disappeared from the temple, from the Garbhagriha. So the pujari became astonished, what to do now? And then at the same night, the king of that area, he also got a dream that this great devotee, Salabeg, he is waiting outside the temple and he is praying and he is not able to get darshan of the Lord. So then the king ordered that, okay, you make a hole in the wall, because as per the rule, the Muslim person cannot be allowed inside. So you make a hole in the Lord, and so that Salabeg can have darshan inside. So then Salabeg then came, and when he wanted to take darshan, then immediately Lord appeared inside the Garbhagriha. And then the pujari was also happy. So after this, then Salabeg continued his journey to Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, he reached and he stayed there for almost like 2 years. And as he continued to offer, compose various songs and poems in the praise of the Lord, and continued to chant his names. And at that point of time, then he came to know that, oh, now is the time for Rath Yatra. So, now Rath Yatra is going to be there at Puri. So, all this while I have never had the darshan of Lord Jagannath and Baladev Subhadra ji. So why not let me go to to Puri and have darshan of the Lord. But then it was quite late and he immediately started to run, because that time there were no aeroplanes or anything to have a immediate travel. So he started his journey, but it was getting late and late. So and the time for Rath Yatra had begun, and it is said that Lord Jagannath Baladev on the day of Rath Yatra, the Rath also already began, and Salabeg was already on the journey, and he could not reach. So it is said that when the Rath moved at Balaganti, the Rath Nandigosh, he stopped, and the Rath did not move an inch. Although the king and all, they brought many, all the people tried or put in all the efforts, but the Rath did not move an inch. They brought the elephants, they made various yagyas, chanting and all, various, all the devotees tried different means, ways and means to get the Rath going again. But then the Rath would not move at all. And then Salabeg, he was coming, and he came to know that, oh, the Rath has halted on the way at Balaganti, and the Lord is now waiting for Salabeg to come and have darshan. So then somehow Salabeg also continued, and he rushed back to Puri, and then as soon as he came to Jagannath Puri, he immediately went to Balaganti, and then taking the darshan of Lord Jagannath Ji, Baladev Ji, Subhadramai, he again composed many poems in glory of Lord Jagannath Ji. And just standing in front of Nandi Ghosh, he composed this very nice verse. He said,
Ahe Rathabhara Chada Mo Karama Eta Poda Mo Pain Sahila Sahila Prabhu Keti Kshana Jatire Moi Yavanak Shama Dosha Navaghanya Balaganti Pathe Prabhu Karohoi Gamana Salabega Hina Swabhava Dina Hina Yavana Rede Saraga Hey Jagannatha.
O Jagannath, the ascender of the chariot, I am doomed. I am a Muslim by birth, yet you have gone through so much of trouble for my sake. O Lord, like a refreshing bluish rain cloud, please forgive my offenses and quickly depart for your temple on the road from Balaganti. So then, after giving darshan to Salabeg, then immediately the rath proceeded and it went to Gundicha, and then they had, in fact, even the king of Puri became astonished. All the people, they came to know that how Lord Jagannath, he is Patit Pavan, he is reciprocating with the Lord. Earlier also, when Salabeg would pray in front of Simhadwar, that time the Lord Jagannath, he came from the altar and came to Simhadwar, and that was none other than Patit Pavan Jagannath Ji. And now again here the Lord is reciprocating, and he waited for him at during this Rathyatra celebration, facing all this sun and rain and everything, but just to reciprocate with his devotee, because just to his devotee was simple, and Salabeg had so much of devotion and love, so the Lord wanted to reciprocate. And we see that how we may try to, many a times we may want to come and take darshan of the Lord, the devotees, but the simple or pure devotees of the Lord, they may not even desire to have darshan of the Lord if they are not allowed. Like even we see in the life of Haridas Thakur, how he never went inside the temple to take darshan. Even yesterday Shubhvilas Prabhu was telling, even when, during the Gundicha Marjan, Haridas Thakurji would wait outside, and when he would request that once all the devotees are fed, then you can offer me whatever remnants is there, Mahaprasad, that is sufficient for me. So we see how Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he would say that don't try to see the Lord. Try to serve him so that the Lord wants to see you. So that is what, in fact he would say that I would rather go to Kurukshetra, leave Vrindavan and go to Kurukshetra, because there Srimati Radharani, she is desperate condition, she wants help from all devotees so that she can bring Krishna to Vrindavan. And that is actually the mood of Rathyatra festival. Like we are all going to celebrate in very few minutes down, we are going to have a Rathyatra celebrations by the people of Govindas. So we would request all of you also to join us in that celebration. And actually it is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. The Lord is merciful, he is Pati Pavan, but the Lord's devotees, Srila Prabhupada, they are even more merciful. Srila Prabhupada, Jagannath Baladev Ji and Subhadramai, they gave the honor of taking them all over the world to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, this is the 50th anniversary also of ISKCON's incorporation, and very soon, I think on 13th of July, we will be celebrating the incorporation day, 50th anniversary. So we can express our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada for bringing the mercy of Lord Jagannath Ji, Baladev Ji, Subhadramai to the entire world. He, the first deities of established in ISKCON by Srila Prabhupada were that of Jagannath Ji, Baladev Ji and Subhadramai. So on this most auspicious occasion, of Jagannath Rath Yatra. So we can all pray to Srila Prabhupada and to Jagannath Ji, to Gopinath, that he can also bless, give his mercy, so that we can develop the same simplicity, so that we can attract the mercy of the Lord. So thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Granthar Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jagannath Baladev Subhadramai ki jai. So we request that all of you can join us very soon for the Rath Yatra celebrations downstairs. Hare Krishna.